Very significant, very historic. It's apparently going to become law now sometime in the next few days, and that's a law that several presidents going back nearly a century have tried to get on the books in one form or another and have never been able to do. So, whatever else Barack Obama does or doesn't do in his remaining years in office, this is a major, major achievement that's eluded many presidents.
And if the vote hadn't gone Obama's way, how bad would it have been for him?
It would have been very bad for not only for him, but for the Democratic Party as a whole. I know there are a lot of predictions, and they may be correct, that passage of the bill will hurt the Democrats. It will hurt some Democrats in some of the more moderate or to conservative districts. Some Democrats will pay a price for this, but I think it would have been much, much worse if they had failed to pass a bill. If they had spent 8 or 9 months working on this piece of legislation that, by the way, isn't the most important issue before the country right now. The most important issue before the country is the economy. If they had spent 8 or 9 months working on this and come up with nothing, I think there would have been a total bloodletting.
Ultimately, was this healthcare bill worth the political capital that Obama has spent on it?
That's a tricky question, and I hate to duck it, but I'm going to duck it because we can't really know yet, and we won't know for a long time. Substantively, I think, yes, it is worth it. I think the American healthcare system is a mess, and it's a very expensive, bloated mess, and we have to start doing something about it, and this is certainly not going to solve every problem, but it at least starts that process. Substantively, I think it's worth it in the long run, but in the short run, Democrats in Congress aren't going to want to do a big piece of progressive domestic legislation any time again in the near future. So this did take a lot of political capital and probably pushed a lot of other big issues off to the side because Democrats just aren't going to have the stomach to go through this kind of thing again.
What difference will this make to ordinary Americans?
To a lot of people, I don't think it's going to make all that much difference at all because the vast majority of people have employer-sponsored health care in America. And for the majority who have that insurance and won't face a catastrophic illness, it shouldn't really make that much difference at all, except that over time it should help control the rate at which certain health care costs in this country rise. Now, for other people, the 15% or so who are uninsured, this could make a very dramatic difference in their lives. And I think, again, it will be basically a good one, but it also must be admitted that it's going to be a financial hardship for some people because people are going to have to buy insurance, healthcare insurance, just the way that people now have to buy automobile insurance. It's just going to become a matter of law that you have to go buy it. The subsidies exist to help cushion that blow for people, but, you know, it's going to be a fairly significant expense that some families, lower income families who go without insurance now because they feel they can't afford it, they're going to have to work into their budgets. But, you know, in the long run, it's better that everyone, particularly if you have children, is insured.
Well, indeed. I mean, it's hard for a lot of people in Britain with the National Health Service to understand why there was such strong opposition to universal health care in America.
Well, there's strong opposition because we have a very strong conservative movement in this country, and they don't want taxation, they don't want government's role in anything expanded, and, you know, their priorities are in concert with the priorities of a lot of American corporations who have many, many, many millions of dollars to spend on this. $3.5 billion was spent last year lobbying Congress, not all of it on health care, but a significant chunk of it on health care. So, yeah, you know, if it were up to me, if I could wave a wand, we'd have a universal healthcare system that was based on taxation, much like we have for our elderly population in the program we call Medicare. But something like that isn't going to happen in this country anytime soon, although I do think it will eventually happen someday.
Michael Tomasky, and there's full coverage today at guardian.co.uk/America.